So she got As a Man Thinketh, she started reading it, she started reading this other man's book, and within a few days she got started on this program of detoxifying her body, getting the poisons that were in her body out without cutting it open. And so she did this, and she did a variety of things, and I'll tell you some of those things tonight as we go through these processes. But all I can tell you is that within 4 weeks, she'd lost 28 pounds. Now, most of those pounds she lost in the toilet, by the way, in waste that was coming out of her like it was going out of style. All this poison was inside of her, screaming out of her system. And within 4 weeks, you couldn't see, at least, anything protruding at all in her shoulders. 4 weeks. So she goes back to the doctor, and he says, well, you know, you're looking much better. Maybe we'll wait a few more weeks. So he said, we'll wait to the 9-week segment because it looks like you're doing a little bit better. But he said, we got to go in and cut it out. So after about 7 or 8 weeks, she's feeling phenomenal. She's in the best fitness of her life, best health of her life. She doesn't feel any sense of dis-ease in her body. And she comes to me and she says, I talked to the doctor. He wants to operate. Now, I'm a 19-year-old kid at this time. Right? And she says, what should I do? And I said, oh, great. I said, I tell you not to do the surgery and you die of cancer and that's on my head for the rest of my life. I said, I can't tell you what to do. I'm just, you know, getting started myself. But I'll tell you one thing. If it was me, I'd at least wait a little longer since you don't seem to have any, you know, semblance of anything to matter with you anymore. I mean, I'm sure there must be something in there, but obviously you're moving in the right direction. And she said, I totally agree with you. I said, no, don't agree with me. I said, you do this on your own, right? This is your decision. I can't do this for you. And the same thing is true for all of you today. I can only tell you what I believe. So she said, okay, but I just want you to know, I'm not going to do it. I said, well, great. I'm glad for you. 2 weeks later, she went in for the surgery. Why? Because there's an interesting thing that happens to us as human beings. When we get in a state of uncertainty, when there's a lot on the line, when there's a fear of loss, especially our health, most of us don't see ourselves as being qualified to make decisions about our own bodies. So we look to those people who seem to have more certainty. Now, because someone has more certainty, does that mean they're right, yes or no? No. And we as a culture have been taught to respect authority. And so I'm very supportive of doctors. I have a practice management company called Fortune Practice Management. And all we do is manage doctors' businesses for them and help them to create a life. So I'm not against doctors. I don't want you to get the wrong impression. But a doctor is a coach, just like I am. And you can't give me the responsibility. You can't give him the responsibility. No doctor is God. They're all human beings who make mistakes and do great things both. So you got to look at them in that light. And these people work unbelievably hard. They care immensely about people. But many are completely overworked, and they have a difficult time keeping up because things are changing so rapidly. Point of the matter is, this guy, all he knows is he's been trained. If you go to a baker, they will bake. If you go to a surgeon, they will cut, because that's what they're trained to do. So he decided that we had to go in there anyway because we couldn't take a chance, and he convinced her she would probably die if he didn't do the surgery. And that's usually it. The fear of death will get us to do almost anything. So she put herself in his hands, they cut her open, and guess what they found? Zero, nothing. So he said, there must be something there, so he brought her back for exploratory surgery. And imagine what that does to alter the body, to have somebody going and cutting around. They did find something. All he found was something, the end of my little pinky's fingernail. That's all that was left in her whole body in 9 weeks. So what do you think happened to my belief? First of all, I was euphoric because I felt a sense of, wow, I had contributed to saving a life. But I'll tell you honestly, I saved another life simultaneously. Whose was that? Because I freed myself from the fear, because that was the only thing I thought could stop me in my life. I always thought, man, I know I'm guided, and I feel like God guides us all, and I'm in tune with that. I'm here. I've got a life's work. I know what it is, but this is going to take me. It's like zero fear. And when you take away fear, guess what happens to your energy? Just explodes. You can't believe how much energy inside of a human being is suppressed just by fears they don't even realize they have. And so I became an evangelist, you know? And she, by the way, went back and, you know, talked to her doctor and said, look, I don't have anything. It's amazing. I mean, I did this in 9 weeks and everything else. And he said, it's a miracle. She goes, yeah, let me tell you what I did. He said, it's a miracle. She said, no, but let me tell you. He said, it's a miracle. And she said, it is a miracle. And let me tell you, and he just didn't want to hear that. He said, you just better thank God. She said, I do, but I did my part. So let's take a look. Why don't you open your book and let's take a look at where we're going to deal with our belief systems first, because that shapes everything, right? Our belief systems. Because we got to say, okay, everything human beings do is driven by their beliefs. All behavior is belief driven.